And more local news. The contest for the 17th District California State Assembly seat is one of the hottest going up to Election Day. The candidates, David Campos and David Chu, are both approaching the close of their terms on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, where Campos represents District 9 and Chu District 2. The winner of the race will replace Tom Amiano, gay rights pioneer and longtime San Francisco and state legislator, who has championed clean energy, tenants' rights, prison reform, health care, and fair taxation. Amiano is supporting Campos, but according to September's polls, it's a neck-and-neck race. For more, KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Tim Redmond, longtime editor of the Bay Guardian and now the editor of the website 48 Hills.
Tim, the San Francisco Chronicle reported 2 days ago that the Campos-Chu race remains really tight, down to the wire, but said that the difference between the two is a matter of legislative style rather than substance. I know you disagree, so could you tell us what you think is actually at stake?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I'm so tired of this line because they're both named David and they both went to Harvard Law School. They're the same candidate, which is a cute thing, and I can see the Chronicle trying that once. But that's been the theme for the whole campaign. Two Davids who went to Harvard, they're both from immigrant families and are exactly the same. That's not true at all. David Campos is much more like Tom Amiano, who is currently the Assembly member, in that he will push the envelope and try progressive legislation that needs to be pushed. It's kind of taking the left flank, and Tom was referred to as the conscience of the state assembly. Tom will try something to push the issue out there, because otherwise nothing happens. David Chu is much more like many of the Democrats in Sacramento, which means he's much more moderate, and he's much more willing to take on legislation and try to work a compromise to get it passed, even if it means that in the end it doesn't really do as much. I'll give you a classic example of the difference between them. Last week, the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco legalized Airbnb rentals, essentially regulated and set a process based on David Chu's legislation to allow home sharing, as they call it, or what many of us call hotelization, what are now illegal sublets, to go forward in San Francisco. Along the way, David Campos tried to amend the bill to say, all right, fine, let's legalize this process, but they owe the city about $25 million in back taxes. So let's say, fine, we're going to give you $10 billion corporation, Airbnb, a huge benefit here by legalizing an illegal practice. All you got to do is pay your back taxes. Seems reasonable enough. David Chu voted against that. All right? That's the difference in a nutshell between the two candidates. David Chu supported the Twitter tax break. David Campos opposed it. So on a lot of substantive issues, particularly kind of hardcore economic issues, there are real differences between the two candidates. Now, there's another interesting element here that I think is very important. Ron Conway thinks of himself as a kingmaker in San Francisco. He's a Silicon Valley venture capitalist billionaire who's a big investor in Airbnb, among other things. And he's very close to the mayor, and he put up $250,000, $300,000 in the primary and is putting up another huge bunch of money, of his own money, to attack David Campos, to go after David Campos. Now, the reason this is significant is I know that every supervisor who was sitting there watching the Airbnb legislation and thinking about Airbnb had in the back of their mind that Ron Conway could spend $300,000 to go after them next. So if David Campos wins this election, the message it sends is that Ron Conway is not the kingmaker, that his money is not unbeatable, that resistance is not futile, and that you can still win even if you don't do what the tech moguls want. And that's a very important message in San Francisco right now. I can see the Ron Conways of the world going around and saying, hey, I can get anything I want in San Francisco because the politicians fear me. And they do. I would be afraid of somebody spending $500,000 attacking me personally. It's a scary thought, particularly when you're running for office. So that's the other side of this, is it's just a question of the money and what message it sends depending on who wins.
In September, you wrote that the race is so close that the outcome will depend on voter turnout and volunteer effort.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. The election now is who votes. Absentee voting is just starting. Polls are opening at City Hall. Between now and November, who's going to vote? Who's going to get the absentee votes? Who's going to get the people to the polls? I think most voters at this point have a sense of who the two candidates are.
Tim Redmond, thank you for speaking to KPFA.
Of course, always happy to.
For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.